Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business
Advocate. 34 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Kelly Ohlweiler is our guest and our good friend. Kelly's been with us many times before in the past, and she's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Kelly is the founder of Kelberg and Consulting, which a company which focuses on one-on-one executive coaching, team consulting, and innovative thinking, which she, I promise you, will make you do today. She'll make you and me do some innovative thinking. She's the co-author, along with Jerry Fletcher, of a book that is one of my favorites called Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Our Contradictions. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Kelly, one of the things that I know you want to talk to us about today is this idea of getting ourselves getting into a rut, getting into a, thinking that we found something we like to do and we stick with that so much, we focus on it so much, and we get really good at it. We get known for it. Maybe we're well known in our field or in our city or our state or our world or whatever. And we just focus on that one thing so much, and we're not interested in anything else. That's really not all that healthy, is it?
No, and sometimes it isn't even that we're not interested, but we don't dare take the time.
Yeah.
Because we think that if we aren't continually adding more expertise to what we already do and are known for, that we might miss out on something and get behind the curve. So we plug ahead. And when we have that 3 or 4 days, we go and we take a course or a workshop of some kind that's going to add that much more to our stable of expertise.
Well, a friend of mine, David Heenan, wrote a book about double lives. And he talks about, I was just thinking about this as you were mentioning what you were saying. And what he talked about was about some of the really well-known people, how they actually had at least two different things that they were interested in. They weren't, they were well known for one thing, but they were also pretty darn good at other things. Like I think it seems like he was talking about Winston Churchill was also known for his art, for
mm-hmm.
his paintings.
Yes.
And so the point that I think you want to make today is that we need to take the opportunity to stretch ourselves in other ways besides the way that, for example, the credentials that we have,
mm-hmm.
outside of those credentials, right?
Yes. And the idea, when you think about paradox, which is seemingly contradictory characteristics that actually represent a truth, people are very paradoxical. So what you're talking about, the people who have a real strong expertise are known for that, but then when you look at their private lives, they have a whole other area that mm-hmm. they live in and do things in. It makes sense that they would have that almost to balance the other out. I think this morning what I've been thinking a lot about is how do you take yourself out of your comfort zone and put yourself in a situation that's quite different from what you would ordinarily spend your time doing.
Shouldn't we answer another question first, though? Because before we can go to the how, I mean, there are people out there who are saying, why? Why in the world would I want to go out of my comfort
yeah.
zone? I mean, you and I both know people like that. And, I mean, I actually am the other way to a fault almost. I actually enjoy being out of my comfort zone. I don't know if it's reckless or not, but the thing is, I do know people who, you'd have to answer that question first, before you tell them what to do, you'd have to answer why.
Well, when you're in gear, you're in your rut that's working very, very well for you. There's nothing wrong with it when it works really well. At the same time, your mind begins to get conditioned to seeing the world only from that viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. A paradigm.
Of what your talents are. if you can force your mind to change gears, to go and travel into unknown corners, that's going to be what gives you the ability to experience things from new perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you come back to your area of knowledge, you bring that experience and new learnings with you. And the gift of it, or the reason, you know, the ultimate reason to doing it is you make connections you never would have made before.
Mm-hmm.
Without that experience, you wouldn't be able to see that there's a link between something in your particular life or situation that could be helpful for you, even in your area of expertise.
And when you leave your comfort zone and come back to what you're familiar with, from having been out there in another area that, where you've stretched a little bit, you see your homeland a little bit differently, maybe a little clearer. We'll talk about that right after these messages with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler. Tony Till, stay with us.
And leave your body alone.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Kelly Ohlweiler is our guest, and her book is called Paradoxical Thinking. And folks, if you ever thought about yourself as being, you know, maybe you're not, things aren't working exactly perfectly for you. You're not being as successful as you want to be, maybe, you know, there's some things about yourself you hadn't quite figured out. Maybe it's because you haven't realized how paradoxical human beings are, including yourself, and how understanding those paradoxes actually will help you to be more successful, because your paradoxes can work against you or they can work for you, right, Kelly?
Absolutely.
And that's what Kelly and Jerry talk about in their book, Paradoxical Thinking. And so I certainly recommend it to you. Kelly, you want to tell us where it's available, please?
Yes, it's available from Amazon. I'll just go online, and you can get one pretty quickly these days.
All right. Check it out when you get a chance. Kelly, we're talking about stretching a little bit. You know, I, as we were talking, I was thinking of a teacher that I had in high school who told a story, and I don't know if this person he told us about really existed, but I think he did. I think the way he told it, but sort of he embellished it a little bit for effect. He said, this guy was my chemistry physics teacher, and he said to us, and I'm not even sure why he was telling us this story, but he said, I had a professor once who had spent his entire life studying the lower lobe of the pancreas of a chicken. And he said, and no matter what you talked to him about, no matter where the conversation went, it would always ultimately, with this guy, come back to the lower lobe of the pancreas of a chicken. So what he was saying is this guy wasn't very interesting. All he wanted to talk about was the lower lobe of the pancreas of a chicken. And if that's the way we are in our businesses, if that's the way we are in our lives, we're not going to be very interesting. We're not going to be pushing our envelopes, let alone anybody else's envelopes. And we're not going to be pushing, I think, our business's envelopes. And I think it's going to hold us back. What do you think?
I do. It also eliminates that wonderful piece that's so important to human beings thriving, which is good old curiosity.
Yeah.
If we lose that curiosity about the things that we don't know, we do begin to get pretty stale and boring.
That's one of the most fascinating aspects of humanity, isn't it?
Oh,
curiosity,
yeah.
Thing.
And it's because of curiosity that humanity's actually evolved the way it has, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, and see, we're not saying that you should be all over the board, that you shouldn't be focusing on your business, that you shouldn't be, you know, paying attention to your core competencies. We're not saying that at all. We're just saying that you should round out yourself a little bit by pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, as Kelly says. And you know what we were talking about when we took the break, Kelly, was about the benefits that you derive from sort of leaving your comfort zone and coming back with new perspectives.
I'll give you an example that just happened to me recently. I took an adult music camp, which I had never done anything like that before. was completely out of my comfort zone. I'm surrounded by experts who are well known in the field, not knowing anything about what I was doing. I had such a good time. It took me a couple of days to trust myself, which is good because I was definitely out of my comfort zone. But then as I came around and began enjoying myself and being willing finally to let go and just be foolish, you know, so what? You get to that point. Once you reach that
Nobody
point,
knows
you begin
here.
To learn. But what happened when I came back, I was designing a workshop with someone, a particular facilitation, in a situation where we had a group of people who have been having a very difficult time looking at and being honest about what the problems in their organization are. And as we were talking, kidding around, I said, well, we could write a song where we have a verse that everybody sings, and we'd divide them up in groups, and each group would go off, and they'd have to write a verse about what's wrong with the company. And we laughed, and then we looked at each other and realized there's actually some potential here.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
That's not a bad idea. Now, none of us would ever have gone there if
right.
I hadn't been foolish enough to go take this crazy music class that I had taken. So that's an example of where it can take you. And we're actually going to do something that's similar to that based on just that crazy idea that came out of something that I never thought would have gone anywhere.
Right.
And one of the problems that, or the things that we do to ourselves, is we have many reasons not to do these things. And some of them,
we don't have enough time.
Yes.
It's not putting any money in the till. People will think that I'm crazy. What will people think? Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. You're whining your excuse here. Exactly. And I just think I was thinking of familiarity breeds contempt, but maybe that's not a good example, but it's close in the terms of your own business. If you spend so much time in your own business without any kind of a diversion at all, and especially if there's almost no variation in your life, after a while you're going to get tired of that business, aren't you?
You are, and I think the overall is do things that force your brain to go back and forth between the left and the right,
mm-hmm.
and.
The logical and the illogical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on to that thought, Kelly. We're going to take a quick break. I told you we'd have fun when Kelly joined us. Kelly Ohlweiler will be with us when we come back after these messages. It's 10 Tales. Stay with us. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Kelly Ohlweiler is our guest. And Kelly, I would like for you to give us your website, please.
www.kelbergan.com. That's KELBERGAN.com.
All right. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You'll find services offered, book. Soon we're going to have articles up. So that'll
right.
be available.
And they can find out how to contact to find your book there and some
yes.
of the other things that you offer. And,
yes.
And are they going to be able to find any of your songs there on the website, Kelly?
Not yet.
Not
but
yet?
Hopefully in the future.
All right. Then we're going to have to be sure to go back there and check out Kelly's songs. You know, Kelly, we're talking about breaking out of your shell, getting out of your comfort zone, going somewhere else. A friend of mine, a guy named Tom Feltenstein, Kelly, said this. I'm going to try to remember the quote from his book, Uncommon Wisdom. He said, "When I've been my best, when I've been able to accomplish the most, when I've sort of been able to take the lead, is when I was willing to risk what I knew for what I might learn."
Mm.
When he was willing to risk what he knew for what he might learn. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that a great quote?
It's a wonderful quote. I want that quote.
I know it. I'm so mad that I didn't say that. But I quote him all the time on this, and every time I give a speech, almost I talk about that. And that's what you're talking about. And Kelly, I don't know how many times I've either done it on my own or I've been forced. I was drug kicking and screaming into something I didn't want to do. And once I got there, I would say, hey, I hadn't thought, something would pop into my head about my business that I hadn't thought about before and would not have thought about had I been back in my business. It took that perspective, being outside.
That's what happens, is you begin to make links that really don't have anything to do with the new thing you're trying, mm-hmm. but they open up your mind enough so that a connection happens that can be then brought into your business and make that even better.
So let's talk about some things that this could look like. Let's say it's a retreat with the chamber, a whole day. You're going to leave your business for a whole day and go on a retreat to help the chamber do some visioning, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a course totally different from anything that you've ever done in your life, maybe just a night course or a Saturday or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It doesn't have to be for a long time.
A golf day doesn't qualify, right?
No. That's pure enjoyment.
Okay, so we have to not enjoy it completely.
Although, wait a minute. If you've never played golf and you don't want to appear foolish so you think you shouldn't, then go do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And golf and fishing, though, that doesn't work, huh? Okay, so what else would it look like? What would be another example of what it might look like?
Well, say you have a computer service business, and you're thriving. Well, go take a writing class. Do something that doesn't come from the same part of your brain at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody there's a woman here who has a business where she goes in and organizes people, you know, who are usually between one and three person businesses. Well, she just called me and asked me if she could change our appointment because she wanted to start taking a painting class, and she was very nervous about it.
Hmm.
I said, good, go do it.
Well, you know, I like to cook. One of my diversions, one of the ways I get therapy is to cook. And I don't cook anything that I can't chop or stir, because that's good therapy for me. And so one of the things I'd like to do is I'd like to go study under a chef for a week.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to do that sometime. I don't know if I ever will or not. But that's...
And remember, and you said a week, but remember, it doesn't have to be a week.
Yeah.
They have an all day. You can do something for a weekend, mm-hmm. you know, once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a whole lot of time.
And there doesn't have to be any connection. In fact, it's probably better if you can't find a possible connection to what you do every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, I agree. Otherwise, you're doing the same thing you always do, which mm-hmm. is increasing your expertise.
If you do what Kelly suggested, folks, I think you'll be more successful in your business, and I know you'll be a more interesting person, Kelly. You'll be like Kelly Orwiler. If you do that, you'll be just like Kelly Orwiler.
Or like Jim Blassingame.
Thanks, Kelly. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Kelly Orwiler, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Paradoxical Thinking. Check that book out. I know you'll enjoy it, and I know you'll benefit from it. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.